This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. The frigid air continues, and it looks like we could have our first shovelable snow of the new year. David Epstein is with us right now. David, you pretty busy these days?
Oh, yeah. This is a tough one to figure out.
So what are you seeing?
Well, we're going to have a storm system actually off the coast of Florida rapidly develop here Wednesday night into Thursday and move up to Nova Scotia. And it's going to become one bomb of a storm. And I use that meteorologically. We call it bombogenesis. It really develops in a very rapid manner and becomes a not so intense storm to a very intense storm in a short number of hours.
When you said this is a tough one, does that mean it's variable, that it may actually not happen the way you're thinking right now?
No, I think it's going to happen. I think the tough part about it is that a wobble of just 20 or 30 miles further west would increase the snowfall total. So right now, Boston's generally in an 8 to 12 inch snowfall total in terms of what we're going to see from early Thursday pre-dawn all the way through until post-sunset on Thursday evening. So that's kind of the window of the snow. Now, if this wobbled a little further west, we'd have to increase those amounts a little bit. Conversely, if it was a little further east, I'd lower them. Maybe we'd get 4 to 8. But right now, I think 8 to 12, a few places may go a little higher than that. That's what we're forecasting.
So that's in Boston and the immediate area. What about outside?
So as you get west of 495, we'll go down into that 4 to 8 inch zone and then finally on towards west of Springfield, the Berkshires, just 2 to maybe 5 inches closer to the 4 to 8.
And how about immediately north and south of Boston?
Immediately north and south. All's going to be in an 8 to 12 inch zone. You'll have to go down to the Cape before you get under the 8 inch amount on towards the canal. We'll go 4 to 8. And then as you get onto the Cape, generally 2 to 4 inches. But again, wiggle room here because a slight shift changes those amounts, especially right along where these transitional zones are. The good news is it will be light and fluffy. Just a couple of caveats here. Power outages could be a real problem over Cape Cod and the islands where winds will gust between 40 and 60 miles an hour. If you have a home down there and you heat it just barely warm enough to keep the pipes from freezing and you lose power, you've got to think about that, because temperatures on Saturday, even on Cape Cod, are going to be between 10 and 14 degrees. So if there's power outages and your home's not heated, there's going to be real problems.
So the warmest day of the week is Thursday, would you say?
So I'd say the warmest day of the week is, yes, Thursday. Then Friday and Saturday are very cold. We begin to come out of it on Sunday. And Monday, finally, we could nudge freezing.
Check back in with you. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
That's Dave Epstein speaking to us on Skype. Coming up in the next hour, we'll hear from a Massachusetts school superintendent on the perpetually tough decision about whether to cancel school because of extreme cold or snow.